The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A new wetland model developed by the U.S. Geological Survey to understand the impacts of climate change on wetlands in the Prairie Pothole region projected major reductions in water volume, shortening of the time water remains in wetlands, and changes to wetland vegetation dynamics in the 800,000 square kilometer region of the United States that includes most of North and South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, and Iowa. Many wetland species, such as waterfowl and amphibians, require a minimum time in water to complete their life cycles. For example, most dabbling ducks, such as mallards and teal, require at least 80 to 110 days of surface water for their young to grow to where they can fly and for breeding adults to complete molting. In addition, an abundance of wetlands are needed because breeding waterfowl typically isolate themselves from others of the same species. Unfortunately, predictions are that under forecasted climate change scenarios for the region, the western prairie potholes will be too dry and the eastern ones will have too few functional wetlands and nesting habitat to support historical levels of waterfowl and other wetland-dependent species.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.